Okay, my beautiful friends, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, October 24th, 2024. We need to talk, sit back, and just relax for a moment. All right, people, let's start off with this. So we got some economic news again. I'm laughing. I hate talking about this stuff. You have no idea. Apparently, initial jobless claims came in better than expected at 227,000 for last week. Whatever. With regard to continuing claims for last week, 1.9 million worse than expected. I hate talking about this stuff. It's propaganda. It's not real anyway. So it'll all get revised. We know how it works. And it's interesting what they do. They hide the revisions. They don't actually broadcast them. You got to kind of look for it. Because again, you must be propagandized. That's what this is all about. Like 227,000 claims for last week. That's supposed to be good news. 1.9 million continuing claims. That's supposed to be whatever it is. Man, look, it's just over. We did hear, and I want to talk about this. In fact, we'll talk about it right now. Jim Rogers, most of you know who this guy is, I would imagine, an investing legend. He had something to say about silver that will not surprise you. He's on the same page as you and I, it seems. Look, I don't know Jim personally. Wish I did. I think the man is brilliant. I really do. Now listen to what he has to say. So investing legend Jim Rogers expects an extremely bad recession and why he's buying silver instead of gold. Basically, the article outlines exactly what you and I have been saying for like 10,000 years, it seems like. Silver is the most undervalued asset on the planet right now. And also, he believes that that silver will outperform gold because of the gold-silver ratio here. I mean, come on, man. I love this. Not that we need any justification, but to hear this come out of the mouth of someone as esteemed as Jim Rogers, saying exactly what we have been saying for 1,000 years. Hey, Jim, I don't know if you follow my work, buddy. I don't even know if you know who I am. But I love this. And I think the people that follow this blog here, again, we don't need any kind of like, you know, recertification that what we're doing is the right thing, people. Let's talk more about that. Let's just wake up to reality a little bit here. We got this selection coming up in just a matter of days here. Now, we need to look beyond the selection. With regard to the, I mean, I don't know how to put this another way. We are in a financial crisis, a debt crisis, which has so far exceeded what I think anyone would ever thought we would do before the system would implode on itself. I mean, that's just a mechanism here. It's an incredible thing to see how the situation is being fixed by pumping more debt into it. All it's doing is exacerbating the underlying problem. And the issue is global. It's global. Wake up, man. I do read through the comments. It seems like some of you are trapped in your little boxes that you've been put into. Again, look, do you realize that we have a controlled society? People can't think for themselves. We have almost no free thinkers anymore, except for you guys and girls that follow this blog. People just walk through time and space like zombies. They don't know what they're doing, why they're doing it. They listen to the propaganda ministry, and it's insane. It's really a society that has been absolutely not just dumbed down to a point where like people are acting like animals. They don't think about the past. They don't think about the future. They're living in the now, and that's all. But they're unable to. There's no logic to the thinking anymore. They rely on what they're hearing come out of this person's mouth or that person's mouth, and they believe it as if it's gospel truth. This society today has reached a point of no return, at least at this point. We've been made animals, not you and me again, but they've been turned into nothing but cattle, leading themselves to their inevitable end. But the fact of the matter is, and let me just set the stage for you real quick, doesn't matter who is selected here. What will happen, and this is a lock, it's a guarantee, and there's no way to stop it. Surging debt, surging deficits, a crushing weight of more debt being piled into the system than we've ever seen before. And if you think they're done with pulling off a scam, scandemic, more war, more death, false flag, whatever it might be, to push the people or pull the people in whatever direction they want, well, then you absolutely don't understand what's going on here. We are a society under complete control here. And we're just a means to an end for the 1 in 2%ers. I think we're on the same page. So anyway, going back to Jim Rogers here with what he said. If we understand, and Jim seems to understand what clearly we do, the debt crisis that we are in, a currency is, these are units of debt. They are not units of wealth. You don't even own them. You know, it's interesting. People say, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. I've heard this throughout the years, so have you. If you hold a dollar bill, it's not yours. You owe that dollar bill back to the Federal Reserve in this case, or a euro, whatever it might be. You owe it back to them, plus interest they create out of nothing. Not only that, when you go out to work, like you probably are right now working, you're working for the privilege to borrow those dollars or euros or whatever it might be from the issuing central bank. Working for the privilege to borrow it because you owe it back. And again, plus interest, they create out of nothing. Now, yes, I can hold this piece of silver here and it's mine. I own it. With regard to cryptocurrency, you can hold it in your hand, but you own it. You own whatever it might be and you can decipher what it is here. Now, with regard to cryptocurrency, people, I'm getting all kinds of questions about this. Let's cover that just real quick. All right. I have gone on record saying, and it should be a no-brainer to you, if Trump is selected, the crypto space is going to go full-on orgasmic. What does that mean for the price of Bitcoin? Oh, Greg, what is your prediction here? I don't like making predictions. All I can tell you is Bitcoin, because it's the mommy of them all, much higher. I mean, by the end of the year, you want me to throw out numbers? 80,000, 100,000, more than 100,000? By the end of the year, if Trump is selected, Trump is the crypto god right now, the crypto king, the man who's going to make the United States, I'm laughing, the crypto capital of the world, because that's what we really need. We don't need constitutional money. We need to be the crypto capital of the world. I mean, the man's built a business around this, has his own crypto. What do you think he wants? I mean, you know, look, no politician is going to tell you that we're going to go back to a constitutional money system. They know, they're playing right into it. Why do you think Kamala and Trump are selling you the Fed's plan here, man, to lower rates, promising you them? What does that mean? Much more debt. A crushing burden on your back, my back, everyone's back. You understand? That's just the way it's going to go here as central banks fulfill their end game. Fulfilling their end game means, of course, much more debt, man. Much more debt. Now, let's have a look at a few other things. Speaking about Bitcoin and crypto, that's this morning. Catching a bid pretty much across the board. Gold and silver. Same kind of a situation here. Now let's look at this. This is not good. Still not good. This is the MMRI from this morning. Slightly lower than it was at the close yesterday. We're still here, people. This is not good. Look at this, man. This sell-off. This is reflecting a sell-off in the debt market. We'll see where this goes. Most of you believe the Fed is about to jump in here and start buying more debt, which would, of course, push this lower here, prop up the stock market. But I'm going to say this one more time, because I've only said this about a million times. Right after, no matter what happens, no matter this creature or that creature, whatever creature is selected to sit behind the Resolute desk, all bets are off, except one, okay, with regard to this freak show that we're in here, and that is we will get, and if any of you out here think I'm wrong, you need to up your medication. We're about to see debts and deficits skyrocket like you cannot possibly believe. All the promises to the contrary from this creature and that creature are just lies, absolute bold-faced, in-your-face lies, whether you bought it or not, I don't know what to say. I don't think you did. If you follow this blog, you're way, way ahead of the curve, and honestly, way smarter than the average dumbed-down, zombified, whatever these are, prior human beings, because they're not human. Again, they can't think. Human beings, we're supposed to have a few things here. Number one, we do have a God-given gift. It's called an intellect. People don't use that anymore. They have separated themselves from God, and we're paying the price for that. Okay, I'm not going to go off of some theological speech here, okay, because it seems like that does piss off a lot of you. Truth hurts a lot of people. I get it, but you better get with the program here, man, because we're going to need each other more than ever moving forward. And this division, this separation, this Babylon system, the lies, the distractions, the deceptions, all the stuff we talk about every day. If you think that's going to go away magically because this creature is selected or this creature is selected, well, then again, you know, again, you're leading yourself to your own demise. And our demise is coming about as a deliberate action of central banks around the world who will and are fulfilling their end game goal to own it all, to be our overlords, of course, along with the 1 and 2 percenters. You understand? This is a neo-feudal system, man. And things are about to change. Things are going to change here so dramatically, no matter who is selected here. It's again, with regard to the crisis, we are in a full-blown crisis. Jim Rogers seems to know that. You know that. What are you going to do about it? First of all, we're on the right path. We've been on the right path for years. With regard to this market here, people, look, man, you know my take on this, and I just, you know, I've heard from a lot of you out here with regard to how you're playing the presidential selection here. You know my take on this. If Trump is selected, I would expect the market to be very happy about it. The crypto space, exceedingly happy. Kamala, I think the market's going to get really unhappy. I think it could throw a tantrum here. But we don't care about that. We're looking at this. We're looking at this. We want to see where this goes. If we start to see this go up, we run for the hills, people. I don't know another way to say it with regard to the stock market. But does that mean we're going to change our perspective on gold and especially silver? Don't listen to Greg Mannarino anymore. Listen to this legend. And he is a legend. Jim Rogers, who's saying, buy silver. It gives me chills when I hear something like this. I love it, man. I'm not going to lie. Jim is a good guy. I don't know him. I wish I did. Anyway, people, look, I think we're on the same page. We're just going to keep our eyes open, but realize what's happening here. The end game is still the same. And no matter who is chosen, selected here, we lose because we're going to see global debt via all these puppets who are put in place by the overlords here destroy us all. We're being eliminated. Sound about right to you? Anyway, so that's it, people, for this morning here. Not too much going on here. Futures are slightly higher this morning. Okay, lovely. This market has been in a bad spot for a few days here on the back of this, really, is what's been the driver. Let's see where it goes. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of excited about it. And the beauty of this is, really, you and I are in the right spots, man, with regard to this market. And not only that, in my opinion, 99% of you are in the right spots spiritually, mentally, and I hope physically as well here. It all ties in together as well, people. You know, we got each other's backs. And that's just so important. All right. Love you from the heart. I mean that. I will see you later. Let me know your thoughts on what's happening here. And we will reconvene later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. Have some questions ready, because I've been asking questions at the end. Not too many. So think about what you want to ask me later on. And I'm open to whatever you guys and girls want to talk about. You got it? All right. Love you all from the heart. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other.